he didn't like it, and he didn't want me to talk about it and all that sort of thing. But we've been together 31 years, and he has seen how it gives me joy and how it helps others, and it helps the family and our family and all that sort of thing. So he's sort of, the door is sort of open, but don't tell me too much, you know. I don't want to hear too much. And he's not really interested in going to lectures and all that stuff. And I really think a lot of that skeptical mind that he has preserved comes from this other experience that I remembered. And I did tell him this story, and he was sort of interested, but not really, you know. And I mean, when you haven't had any of these experiences yourself, it's really hard to accept that that could really have happened. So, having these kinds of memories come forward can help you understand some of the patterns that are in your own family, your own relationships, or just why you are the way you are. So it's powerful work, it's important work, and more of it, I promise you, is going to be happening as we move into the accelerated energies of the new century. There are so many children now that come in with clear memory of who they were, name, place, and family. I have 4 or 5 clients in the Fresno Clovis area where I live that have these children in their families. And if you've read any of Ian Stevenson's work, he's done a lot of research in that regard. I made a note about another one. Brian Weiss, the Florida psychologist or psychotherapist, had a client that spontaneously began to recall Many Lives, Many Masters, I think is his book. Is that right? It blew him away, but he kept clear records. He said nothing for years, and then finally he published, and now he's out there on the cutting edge. So more and more of this is coming because it's time. We are an awakening world, you know, much more. We are multidimensional anyway, so it's got to happen sometime or we can't continue to evolve. Then I want to say a little note about the fact that if there's anything in your life that you have done and you really don't want anybody to know, just your wanting it not known makes it so. And I can speak from experience. I've had a client come who had a great secret that for her was really heartrending, that she didn't want anyone to know. And she came to me because she wanted to be sure no one could know it. And her secret was about childbearing. She had had an abortion, and she just hadn't been able to make peace with what that whole experience had been for her, as is true for a lot of different women, I think. And she was terrified that if her family ever found out, she would be ostracized. She needed their support. So she kept quizzing me about her body and what did I see. And when I looked at her physical body, I could see nothing here. It was like there was a, what is that metal that you can't see through? Not iron, but lead. There was like she had a lead shield across the lower part of her body. So she kept asking me, well, I'm not going to have children, and how many children? And I said, all I can tell you is I cannot see childbearing capability there. I don't see anything when I look at your body. And finally I asked her, have you had an abortion? Or have you lost your uterus? Have you had a hysterectomy? She just burst into tears. And that was her secret. So it's really true that when you put a lot of energy around something that you don't want anyone to know, they really can't know it, unless they're a very advanced master, which I'm not at this point. So anyway, that was confirmation for her. But I recommended that she get some assistance and do some work around healing that, which she did, and was able to move on then. Okay, let's talk about ways that you can remember other than the ways I've said. One definite thing is meditation or an active prayer life. Very often when you're in a deep state of meditation and the mind is just spread out like the clear sky in front of you and you're in a deep, peaceful state, spontaneous visions begin to happen or images begin to form. And often that's when the soul or your guardian angel or your other spirit teachers take the opportunity to show you things that are important. So if that ever happens to you, just stay still and experience it. Just be the observer. Just watch. Try to keep the emotional body calm, which is very hard for a lot of people. Me too. I live a lot in my emotional body. And listening, which is clairaudience, sometimes you will hear sounds when you are in a very relaxed, peaceful state. Clairvoyance is the clear seeing. And some people listen to a particular piece of music over and over such that it becomes something that can induct them into a very deep state. So if you have a favorite piece of music, that's another way that can take you to a deep place. If you have a favorite crystal, you can cleanse the crystal and then program it. And for those of you that don't know, a really simple way is just to set the crystal in sunlight or sea salt and water for an overnight thing, sunlight for all day or something, so it takes out any of the other things that are in there. And then just hold the crystal near your heart and speak into it. Because it resonates at the same frequency as the human body, it will hold in its vibration whatever you tell it to. And then you can change it when you want. So you can say that this is a tool that will assist you in remembering past life information or in accessing your own Akashic record. A good thing to always say is, whatever memory is for my highest good at this time. And whatever you do, don't ask for it all at once. I have people who tell me, well, this lifetime I said I'm going to clear all my karma, and when I look at what's happening in their lives, that's what they're working on. It's just too massive. It's the angels of karma try to help you to make wise decisions, but some of us are very willful, and we just go, nope, this is what I want, and I'm down there. And that's really a hard way to do it. All right. Another wonderful way to get information is through the dream state at night. Reincarnational dreaming is very normal. It's something that all of us do, but most of us don't remember because we just haven't practiced keeping the memory of our dreams present when we wake up in the morning. Even if you have a snatch of a dream, you ought to review it. And then a simple thing to do when you go to bed at night is just to say in the present tense, I remember my dreams tonight. Say it every night. And if that's your clear intention, it will begin to happen because your soul wants you to remember, and so do the angels that are working with humanity. So I want to share with you a couple of dream symbols that are really specific for the remembering of your Akashic record. And the first is turquoise. If you see the color turquoise in a dream, or if you see turquoise that you're wearing in the form of a necklace or earrings or a ring, or you see a turquoise stone that you're holding, or someone gives it to you, that's always related to the fact that you are going to receive information about your own Akashic record. And it is a known stone from ancient times for recall of memory. Lapis is another good thing to put under your pillow at night. It enhances dreams and dream recall. I think melatonin kind of does that too, but you know, I'd rather use lapis or turquoise or whatever if I could. So that's one thing. And then if you dream about a book that's open before you, that's an obvious symbol for your own Akashic record, open to be read. Take another sip of water.
How do you read your dreams?
Sorry?
How do you read
dreams?
How do you read
in the dream? Oh, I don't know, but it does happen. It's happened to me. And I've awakened telling myself this is extremely important. I need to remember what I just read. I might not get it word for word, but I'll get enough phrases that keep it in the conscious mind, this beta brain that we have, that we're using. I think lucid dreaming is really the key there, and that's another whole topic. Lucid dreaming is where you literally realize that you are dreaming and you can observe everything, you can change anything you want, or you can interact with anyone, or you can ask to go to the different levels of heaven at night and do research, which is something I really like to do. So, does that help you at all? Okay. Another obvious symbol is if you're in a dream and you're in a library, a large library, then you're usually researching your own record or maybe the record of your family if you've been given permission to do that. There are other places in the astral realm where you can do a lot of research, but those are usually the halls of wisdom. The Akashic records are kept in this magnificent temple, which is known as the Hall of Knowledge. That's what it's called. Or some people say the Hall of Learning, but I like the word knowledge better. So it's just all the knowledge that's ever been, that's ever happened here. Or been gathered here, I should say. What's our time like, Marlena? Where are we? Oh, does somebody have... Oh, good. I was feeling that it must be about an hour. Okay, I want to talk a little bit before we take time to do this deepening about what happens when you begin to have some of these visions or when you begin to get answers. The first thing is to write it down because your active mind will talk you out of it. It will say you didn't just see that or feel that or hear that. You must have invented that, you know. It wants to only believe in what's here and now in this third dimension. It is your heart which has the deeper understanding and the deeper ability to know that what you experienced is your truth. So write it down. The second thing is don't do anything rash. Don't leap to any conclusions after that your memory has occurred. But let it sit for about 24 hours. This is particularly true when you sense that there's an action that you need to take. You need to talk to somebody or you need to do something. You need to change something. Let the information sit for 24 hours and run through your heart and your mind. And then after 24 hours, decide if it's still valid to take action. That's really important. As I said, when I had that vision about my daughter and myself and the leprosy experience, I had to give a lot of consideration to whether or not to tell her. She was an extremely sensitive young woman at the time. And she was already very concerned and upset. So you need some time to consider whether or not it's appropriate. And then the final thing to remember is there are four areas, there are four immediate bodies. We have a lot of different levels, but you have your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. And so when the information comes, you need to consider what area of your life, of your personal self, that relates to, and what you need to do, if anything, to change particular things. For instance, in that life where I took my life, I have a great love of children this lifetime, and whenever I get a chance, I do something with children. If a parent calls me and says to me, "What do you charge? I want you to work with my son or my daughter. I don't charge for that." That's part of my bringing back into balance what happened in that lifetime. That's my gift back. And that was a decision I made after I had that experience, that this lifetime, when I got the chance, I would serve children in any way that I could. All right, well, let's take a break. Restrooms, tell them where restrooms are, or get up and take a stretch or something.
Let
me turn this back
on. It's
not
a specific one that supersedes.
No, they're all equally important. One of the things that I've discovered in a lot of my recall is that I take the body for granted. I don't exercise my body. Sometimes I could sit and do research for hours and totally forget, and it gets stiff. And I've had many recalls of monastic lives when that is what I did, and I died very early because I didn't take care of my body. So that's an example of, okay, what I need to do is exercise, get out and walk, go gardening, which is my favorite thing to do. Or go swimming. I mean, I have a pool. Go use it. You know, get outside and get in that pool, that kind of thing. Does that help a little bit, or?
Well, that makes it more confusing, but yeah.
Oh, does it? Oh, no, that wasn't my intent.
I wanted an easy answer.
Oh, unfortunately, there aren't any of those. Let me see where this tape is at here. Does anybody need the lights down a little lower? Can we do that down a little lower? It's just enough so I can kind of read it through this or guide through this. That's good for me. Is that better? Okay. And if someone wants to lie on the floor, I think that's fine. You know, feel free. Just do whatever makes you comfortable. Okay, is everybody in their comfortable spot? The first thing you want to do is just relax your mind and let a question form. See what you would like to focus on. Maybe take a few deep breaths. Oh, I should say also, if you would like to, make some notes afterwards. So I do have some blank paper here, if you didn't bring something to write on and you'd like to. So when you get comfortable, just take some deep breaths. And give yourself a minute or two to formulate that question that you're going to hold in your heart as we go through this deepening. So take another deep breath and release any concerns of this day or any tension that you might have in your body. Allow your mind to relax. Let your shoulders drop. Let your abdomen relax and breathe deeply. And allow yourself to feel safe, warm, and relaxed. Now gently recognize the presence of your guardian angel or a guide who is with you at this time. And just allow yourself to either sense, feel, or visualize the presence of this special being. This loving one is here to travel with you into the higher realms. Take another deep breath and go deeper. Now just allow yourself to flow away from your awareness of this room. Keep your emotions calm and your mind peaceful and clear. And just allow your attention to expand, moving out of the boundaries of this room. Out of our earthly confines through time and space. And into the refined vibrations of what we think of as the higher dimensions. Into the heaven worlds. You are seeking the place where the Akashic records are kept in the Great Hall of Knowledge. And as you draw nearer, you see a magnificent temple at the top of a beautiful hill. This is the Hall of Knowledge. And as you approach, you see a procession of angels and guides bringing other seekers toward the sacred temple. Your own angel or guide leads you closer. Just take a moment to look at this sacred building. It is perfect and beautiful beyond description. And then allow yourself to be guided within the temple. And once inside, your angel guides you through the temple and into the great Hall of Records. Just take some time to look around and observe your surroundings. There are row upon row of handsomely bound books of all sizes. These sacred texts hold information about the lifetimes of all the souls who have ever incarnated on the earth. The Hall of Records seems to be without boundaries. It seems to go on forever. Now ask your angel or your guide to take you to the area that holds the record of all your lifetimes, including your current earthly experience. And as you arrive, you are met by an immortal being who welcomes you and asks your request. Ask for permission to view your records. Instantly, you are standing in front of your soul's recordings and choose the book containing the record of your present incarnation. Open the book to the first page. And there you see a consecration to the essence of your life's work and a statement of your purpose written by your own soul. Just take a moment to observe or read this consecration and your statement of purpose. Keep your emotions calm and your mind peaceful, and do not censor what you see or experience. hold this information in your heart. And now turn the page to find the qualities of character that you agreed to deepen this lifetime, such as courage or trust, honesty or compassion. And just observe what you see there, or whatever your experience is. Turn the page again, and if you would like to, read about another aspect of this incarnation. What are some of the important events recorded from your current lifetime? What are you experiencing currently that is most important when viewed from the perspective of your immortal self, your soul? And then when you are ready, take this volume with you and find a private place in your area of the Hall of Records. When you are comfortable, ask the specific question you have in your mind and heart, and allow your Akashic record to open of its own accord. And on the page you see in front of you, find the information you seek printed there, or appearing there as a vision, or as a scene, or receive the information in any way that is appropriate for you. Thank you. are finished, express your gratitude and replace your volume. And then allow yourself to be guided out of the Hall of Records and outside the Temple of Knowledge. And then, keeping in your mind and heart all the information you received, or whatever your experience contained, allow yourself to come back at your own speed, whenever you are ready, to full waking consciousness. Remembering everything. When you're really ready, just take a deep breath and gently open your eyes. And if you would like to, make notes for yourself. Surprising.
Yeah, kind of surprising. It's like, oh, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you able to keep your mind open and peaceful? So censoring is the thing that usually happens, or people change what happens or whatever. You can just keep your mind still and peaceful so you can just receive.
Well, what was so wonderful for me is like when I went into the temple, it's like I was a little girl.
Oh.
And that was very significant. You know, and I thought, why am I a little girl? You know, this is interesting, you know? And I was with my guide, but it really fit, you know? It was just so fun. It was a clearer picture to me to be with the little children. You know,
yes, kind of, have that innocence, mm-hmm. that wonderment and that openness, that trust. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Anybody else want to share anything?
Can I just ask?
Yes, absolutely. You might be doing some work, or your own spirit teachers might be working on the throat chakra to open. That is the seat of communication.
My mouth just kept opening. Mm-hmm. And I loved when I was with God, but I was Mm-hmm. Traveling this way, through the sky, I really felt like I was traveling in the heavens. Then when you said to go to my fire,
yes.
I started going this way, straight. Mm. I was traveling like in the, definitely this way, and then I went straight. Then I started going straight.
Okay.
Going.
I'm not sure what that's indicative of, but yeah, interesting experience. It's just so important when you do inner work like this of any kind, just like in meditation, to just let the experience unfold, not try to make it into anything or to change it, but just to observe and experience it. The mouth, though, that's very interesting. I have a feeling your teachers are probably working with the throat.
I've heard that I've had some problems.
Okay.
With my throat, and I've heard about throat chakra, so, yeah.
I can tell you that just looking at you, I don't see a lot of, usually it's somebody with a real open throat, I'll see a lot of blue light that just washes up all over.
Uh-huh.
And I see a small amount, not a great amount, so whatever that's worth, that could mean something or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just my perception at this moment. Interesting experience. Anybody else?
How about the size of the book?
Mine yes. Oh, all right, Betty. Well, I think you're an old soul anyway. So.
Oh, dear. Yeah. This book is just gigantic. It started out smaller, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. I mean, you said you have to go to this particular page. It's very hard. This page.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I was just wondering what that was.
I don't know. It would be whatever it is for you personally, you know. But I've had all kinds of different descriptions. Some people have a little pocketbook. Some have like the very ornate lettering and everything, and they don't really know what they're describing, but I know because I've seen books like that. So it's something that's individual. So that's really
well,
interesting.
I always thought that I was an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've had a few glimpses here and there.
Sure.
Of other lives. Kind of, it's interesting because being Catholic, you know, you don't believe in reincarnation, so
that's what they say.
When you know, I sort of put that aside. No,
mm-hmm.
That can't be.
Until you go back and research all of the great councils, and you find out it was a tenet.
Yeah, this
they just took it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, oh, interesting. I know we're late, so, okay. Well, let me do my little closing thing here, and then we can visit, or if people have to leave, they can. I just want to encourage you, once you open your mind and heart to the idea that you can do this, really, you can go to any of the great temples. You know, when I've had serious illness, I've gone to temples of healing for support or insight on what to do, what to eat, or what medical thing to do, or whatever. Temples of wisdom, you know, for research or for deeper understanding of world events or whatever it might be. There's no limit on what you can access. We really are multidimensional beings. And once you have any kind of an inner experience, whether it's prayer or meditation or a guided deepening like this evening, the body understands that it's safe and it can do these things and come back and awaken fully conscious and it's just fine. So you can return anytime you want to. Anytime you want to. And you can go anywhere you want to. So I encourage you to play with this and watch your dreams for information and just watch what occurs in your daily life, because we're all being asked to carry a larger energy and to awaken more fully. That is how the whole planet will continue its evolutionary path upward. And those of us who are the least bit conscious have really the greatest calling, you might say, to do this work, because we know, we are aware, at least to some degree. So then when you get the opening with a friend or a relative to talk about something, you know, go for it. You don't have to hit him in the face with it, you know, but try it and see what happens. I really encourage you to do that. Well, I have a little stanza from a Edna St. Vincent Millay, one of my favorite poets from a long time ago, that I really love these few lines. And she said, "O sovereign angel, wide-winged stranger above a forgetful earth, care for me, care for me. Keep me unaware of danger and not forgetful and not regretful of my innocent birth." So I just leave you with that. And thank you all for coming tonight. And I'll be here, so if you want to stay and visit or whatever, I'm open to that.